This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno in Dallas off of 7940 North Central Expressway. Or I guess not off of. That's the actual address. Off of North Central Expressway towards Carruth Haven. If you want to come and see us, that would be fantastic. $6 party box. We've got the Echo Pops to give away. You got to sign up for your opportunity to win. But right now, we were going to do one segment. Mickey Spagnuolo said, I'm going to go now, damn it.
Okay.
Because that's how he talks to us.
Yeah, that is how Mickey tells us things.
How the heck are you today, man?
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. I'm just giving you a hard time. Mickey, of course, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, I was hoping you could jump in on the last conversation we were just having. I know the preseason games are just part of the process, but do you have a player, two, three, whatever, in mind that you think could really benefit from a good showing on Saturday, whether it's to solidify their roster spot, maybe move them up in the pecking order, whatever the case might be?
Aside from Joe Milton, because I think that one's obvious,
right.
I think the cornerback position.
What Alex said, yeah.
And I don't know, you know, if they will play Bland or Elam, but no matter, when those other guys start playing, I got to see something from them. I got to see something from Booth, from Pride. Can Zion Childress, add to what he did last week in the slot? I need to see those guys play. And, you know, I think that position more than anything is unsettled, not knowing if Diggs will be back. I think Revel, he hadn't done anything yet, so I don't know what we can expect for them, even when from him once he gets back. So, yeah, I need some of these defensive backs to step up and show that they can help up, especially at the cornerback position.
Mickey, can you kind of give me an idea, a better understanding of what we've seen from James Houston throughout this this thing? Where does he fit into this picture?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think those guys on the line have been in and out, and I think they could use somebody else to step up. You know, I think we forget that Solomon Thomas is still pretty darn good. Osa, he's Osa, and he's pretty good. Now you need somewhat of a rotation in there to be able to help out. They can't. It's a tough position. You can't play 60 snaps a game. Mazi, let's go, and Perrion Winfrey, can you do anything for me? So they've got some guys that on that line that really need to step up.
So when you talk about Solomon Thomas, can I use a line that a lot of times you will tell us, why was he just kind of sitting there and available? Like, because he
signed I know.
For... can you just walk me through that idea of, like, why do you think he was just kind of sitting there available for pretty cheap?
Yeah, and that's a real good question. I'm not sure what happened it was the Jets, right? He was
yeah.
with the Jets. Well, yeah. So was the defensive line coach, Aaron Whitecotton.
Oh.
And I'm sure he signed off on it, right?
Sure.
So yeah. I'm thinking that was the connection, and maybe he wanted to follow the defensive line coach that he had worked for I don't know how many years he was there, a year or two, something like that. So, you know, those things happen. I'm trying to remember, it was the defensive tackle last year went to Seattle on a free agent contract.
Not
Linville Joseph. Was it Hankins?
Hankins.
Yeah. And, you know, the Cowboys offered him the same thing that Seattle did. But he went to Seattle because he's going to go work for his former defensive line coach, Aiden Durdee.
Yeah.
So sometimes those things play into maybe decisions guys make. I'm sure Whitecotton, you know, signed off on him. So I think that's maybe why he's here.
Yeah, I think the first time, Kevin, that I remember seeing, like, knowing guys are going to bring their guys was Parcells. When he got here, he just brought all Keyshawn. Y'all are all coming to play here in Dallas, and it made sense because those guys are like, I like him, and therefore I'll play for him. I know his system, and that does make a lot of sense. And also, you want guys that can preach your message, and so hopefully Solomon Thomas is doing that across that defensive front
and serve as a watchdog for the coach, right, in the locker room.
that is probably true.
Now, I'm not saying that about Solomon, but I know Bill had his guys in the locker room that were watchdogs for sure.
Now, Mickey, I think the column came out on Wednesday. If it was yesterday, I apologize. DallasCowboys.com from Mickey Spagnola, which you probably figured out because that's who we're talking to right now. But one of the things I was fascinated by your column was you talked about, like, we do sit here at the end of Oxnard camp with several of the, like, same issues and storylines that we started with, whether it's like, hey, how far along are the cornerbacks? Or, hey, how does the defensive line look? Hey, how come we haven't signed Mike yet? It does feel like we've gone through 4 weeks to sort of be in the same spot on a lot of these issues.
Yeah, because, you know, with the cornerback thing, you would have been hoping that Trayvon Diggs was ready to play. Well, okay, what are we, two and a half weeks away? And, you know, he's working hard now. He's finally working with the Cowboys trainers, so they kind of have a better idea of where he's at and what he's doing. I see him sort of in the rehab process, making steps. And even the last couple days, he was actually doing some ball drills with Harold Nash, the strength and conditioning coordinator, like rolling the ball and he's got to pick it up or throw it to him, things like that. So he's getting closer, but again, he hadn't been in pads, right? He hadn't been in pads since the last game he played last year before he ended up having the surgery. And that's going to take some time. So, and I know those guys, they don't like to rush things. Same thing with Micah, right? I don't know, you know, when he signs, but he's going to need some time to get ready to actually play football. You know, you don't just sign on Monday and go play on Thursday, right? So you got to be careful.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't disagree with you at all. I'm just really curious. Let's say that exact scenario plays out. Micah Parsons signs an extension on Monday. Everyone's happy. It's the best. Blah blah blah. Do you really think he will not play on Thursday?
Well, I'm not going to want to.
Sure, for sure.
I don't think they'd put him out there.
Wow.
You see what if just he hasn't to had a Slater?
If he hadn't had a practice in pads.
Yeah, no, I understand the logic for sure. Yeah. That's why I was not a sarcastic question. I was really curious if like that will come to pass if they're like, sorry, dude, you missed too much time. We're gonna save you for week two.
Yeah, and you know, he needs to consider that, right?
Yeah.
And if you know, read between, well, you don't even need to read between the lines what Jerry said the other day, right? When someone asked him if you have a deadline to sign him. And he goes, when you're under contract, you have no deadlines.
Right.
So, to me, that spoke volumes. And he about said it three times about, you know, honoring a contract.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want your money early, sometimes you got to make a concession.
Yeah.
Because he is getting it early, right?
Sure.
He's under contract for $21 million. And I don't know, you know, what if he's not ready to, what if he doesn't? And he says, no, I'm not playing. I don't know that they've got a kind of reserve list in the NFL to place a guy like that on. Oh, he has a hold in reserve list. Right.
We should do that. We should ask the NFL to apply that for those situations, though.
Since he's under contract, right, and if he's on the 53, he would get paid, even if he refused to play.
Ooh, I'll need to look into that because I thought we ran into that a few years ago with Le'Veon Bell. And I need to double check that. But
And I don't think he got paid.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
I think he might have been did not report or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's reported, so it's kind of, well, okay, because if they put him on something that he's not technically on the 53-man roster, then he's going to miss $1.2 million a game.
Yeah.
I guess the one thing, if we're answering questions, though, like, you know, there's still a lot of questions out there to be answered. The one thing that I feel like we're pretty confident in is that combination of CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens.
Yeah, absolutely.
That seems like the one thing that we really did learn about. Now, we want to see more of it, obviously, but, you know, it's third preseason games before we see maybe Dak out there. I don't know. Joe Milton's going to get all the reps that he can.
I'll
right
hold
now.
My breath for that.
Yeah, he need well. Schottenheimer said yesterday when they finished the walkthrough that, you know, that Milton would start and Greer would have a cigarette in his mouth.
Okay, there you go.
Meaning
that's the plan.
If he's got to go in, and he'll throw it on the ground, step on it, and run out there and play, right? It's a crazy
I
analogy,
hope he doesn't have
that's
a cigarette.
That's the one he used.
I love it.
I love that analogy.
It made me think of some, I don't know, either a movie or a commercial, right, where you threw the cigarette on the ground and stomped it out with your foot and went about your business.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see Booker and Thomas. I would see Thomas going to have more than, I think he had 14 snaps in the last game, or one of the two had 10 and the other guy had 14. So you're going to see more of them. You're going to see more of TJ Bass at center, but out of necessity, because they kind of know what Brock Hoffman can do there. But when they ended up, you know, putting Shepley, who had been working with the second team at center, on IR, and then they released him with an injury settlement, they needed some more help at center, especially in camp. So you may see him more taking snaps. I would have liked to see the whole offensive line out there They didn't ask me, right? But I just think, if you put Booker out there with four backups, you know, what does that prove?
Yeah.
And, you know, their mantra has been, you know, five playing as one. Well, okay, well, let's see all five of them out there. So I got a feeling we may not see that, but it would be nice. I think the wide receiver position is solved. One of the things he wanted to do is treat Kevontae Turpin more as a true wide receiver than a gimmick guy. And I think he proved that he can do that, at least in training camp, because he played, I think, awfully well, getting open down the field. And I don't mean just nine routes. I mean running routes and getting open over the middle, whether it's out of the slot or outside. And I think between him and Mingo and Tolbert, those three guys probably rotate on that third spot, depending on what they're trying to accomplish with whatever play they're going to call. So I think that's how the third wide receiver spot's going to play out. And then, you know, we'll see if one of the young guys can force them to keep six, or, you know, they'll probably try to end up on the practice squad. So we'll see how that turns out. And I think the games will have a lot to do with that. So, things they wanted to accomplish, they're going to have to settle the running back position because Sanders just got back into practice this week. And, you know, he's on basically a veteran minimum exception. I think everybody assumed, you know, it was Javonte Williams, Sanders, and then probably Blue. Well, Blue's still not practicing, so I don't think he'll play on Saturday. And, you know, Phil Moffa's got his hand in the air saying, hey, don't forget about me. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how many running – and, you know, Hunter Lipke's going to make it. How many running backs they think they can keep, and then who do you think you can release and then re-sign to the practice squad without somebody claiming them on waivers?
I will have a full itinerary
Monday morning
on Monday for you, Mickey, complete with my overreactions from the game.
Yes,
sound
sir.
Good?
Well, and I was going to leave you with the fact that I was writing down guys that weren't practicing yesterday, and all it was a walkthrough, and my list got to 11. So it may be a dozen, but those guys probably not playing in the game.
There we go.
Okay, well, then you better come back with some positive news on Monday as well. Sound good?
That's a tall order, buddy.
Hey, I gave you 3 days.
You got three days to figure this out.
I'm going to have to watch the scrimmage or the preseason game and then rewatch it, right?
Yes, exactly. All right, we'll catch up with you again on Monday, good sir.
All right, thanks for fitting me in.
There you go, Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.